It's time to start over with confidence, find your purpose, and impact the world. Welcome to the Inspirational Visions Starting Over podcast with inspiring conversations, incredible journeys, and powerful messages from entrepreneurs, authors, and people who are just making a difference by sharing their courage, purpose, and authenticity. I'm your host, an author, and spiritual life coach, Mary Markham. If you're starting over and struggling with feeling stuck, questioning everything, and or looking to deepen your faith, contact me at mary@maryamarkham.com for support and guidance along your starting over journey. Subscribe today, and let's start over impacting the world together, one story at a time. Today's episode is brought to you by author and book coach, Brenda E. Cortez. Brenda helps others fulfill their dream of writing and publishing a book. Whether you are looking to write a nonfiction, memoir, or children's book, or you need a co-writer, contact Brenda at brenda@howltheowl.com to make your writing dreams come true. I'm your host, Mary Markham, and spiritual life coach. Today's episode is me sharing my leap of faith stories. I wouldn't be where I am today without my faith, without trusting God in the process. So I hope that this episode inspires you to never give up hope, to take that leap of faith, because when you trust the process, the transformation is incredible. You'll hear the benefits of having faith. You'll hear actual stories of how I needed to continue to have faith so I could trust that process. So sit back, enjoy, and be inspired. Today's episode is Leap of Faith. I have taken a leap of faith many times throughout my life, and although at times it may have seemed scary, and I wondered initially, what the heck are you doing? I knew because of my faith that everything was going to turn out okay. I trusted God in the process, even at times when I didn't know how I was going to get through a situation or a challenge. I felt that nudge and listened to that still small voice reminding me to trust Him and the process. For example, years ago, when I struggled with how would I pay the bills as a single mom of two teenagers, I never gave up hope. I knew in my heart that God would guide me, my life, my children, and provide for us. And He did. I received an unexpected check in the mail, an unexpected phone call from a friend, and an unexpected person that came into my life who felt called to help and provide the needs that I needed. Has that ever happened to you? That is what faith is. It's those unexpected blessings that come your way. It's the doors of opportunities that continue to open because you're trusting the process and you take that leap of faith. And all of those things that you are trusting are not going unnoticed. Our fear of the unknown is what keeps us scared, because we look for the answers we want, not necessarily the ones that are best for us. We want to control the answer, the outcome, the end result. We are ultimately given choices. However, if the choice we are given does not give us peace or joy, then it's probably not the right solution. So you have to listen from your heart, not your head, not your ego. And I know this from experience, because whenever I make a decision and I feel at peace, then I know this decision is the right one. And I don't need to know all the answers. I just need to have faith and trust the process. When we get caught up in trying to make sure that everything is perfect, that's when we're not trusting the process. Another example is the last job that I left, and I took that leap of faith. That was back in June. I had to make a decision if this job was serving me, my purpose, and providing me the peace and the joy in my heart. It definitely served my purpose at the time, but not all of my next steps. So I knew that in order for me to grow as an entrepreneur, I needed to take a leap of faith, give my resignation, and let go so I could move forward, fulfilling my passion by helping others get unstuck, take their leap of faith, grow in their faith, and become the best version of themselves. I often get asked, how do you do that? How do you start over without fear? First of all, fear is the opposite of faith. Courage, bravery, confidence, just to name a few. And I say, fear is false evidence appearing real. Having fear, I couldn't be strong, confident, brave, or full of courage to be the best version of myself. So I needed to let go of the things that were in the way, the things that were stopping me from believing in myself. And I needed to stop believing the lies and the misunderstandings so I could be aware of how my faith was guiding me towards that next opportunity, that next open door, and being aware of how my faith allowed me to listen from my heart, not my head. I really, truly had to let go and let God guide my every step. I needed to allow Him to clear my mind of the clutter, help me take good, healthy action steps towards my goal. It was taking that leap of faith, even when I didn't know the next step or have all the answers in place. It was learning how to live in the present moment and trust the process. When you have faith, you believe in the unknown, the unseen, and continue to feel peace with the decisions you make. Fear comes from our humanness, but faith allows you to be aware that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Our humanness wants us to plan and make sure that everything is perfect before we take those next steps. That's where you feel stuck and you live in this fear because you're so afraid to have faith and take that leap of faith. But when you do have faith and you take that leap of faith, you know that God is directing your steps. An example of my experience is when I took that leap of faith, gave my resignation, and began to plan out my summer. I didn't realize it at the time that I was trying to control my plans until my plans got changed. But the difference is when my plans got changed, I didn't get mad. I was trusting the process and had faith for every new change. I actually smiled and embraced the change and waited for the learning. Each experience, each event, led me to more peace, more happiness, and guided me to where I am today. I again had to let go of trying to control, just continue to have faith, and trust the process. Because when we don't see the why until we look back and reflect where we were to where we are now, like for me, there were even times when things, events, something someone said would be a trigger from my past, which I thought was healed, and it actually wasn't. My new awareness and faith taught me to embrace this feeling and understand that I still needed to be healed because it kept coming forward. So the difference was that I was responding to that feeling, not reacting, and I was embracing it. I was embracing each feeling, and then I would ask that question, what is the learning of why this is coming forward? I was acknowledging that feeling instead of reacting. Have you ever thought of that? Do you react when something goes wrong? Stop and take a pause. I challenge you. I was still healing and evolving physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in order for me to serve my purpose and passion. Every new experience, everything you go through, every change allows you the opportunity to grow stronger. So I'm curious, when there's a bump in the road that you're traveling, do you get upset? Do you get frustrated? Do you try to control the situation? Or do you just kind of sit back and say, okay, why is this happening to me? What do I need to learn from this? What do I need to teach someone else about this experience? Start asking questions. You just might be surprised the answer that you get. Having faith and taking a leap of faith allows you to see things differently, in a deeper way, while experiencing the joy and the peace along the way. That's the beautiful experience. For me, I'm always amazed how I am guided along my path. I know, I feel that intuitive hit if this path that I'm on isn't the right one for me. Or I'm done traveling this path because now there's a fork in the road and I'm headed down this new one that's maybe a little less traveled. It's my next step towards my new experience. So when you have faith, you see the joy through the struggles. You learn from every experience and you trust the process. Let me share some of the benefits of having faith. You wake up with gratitude. You're grateful for the air that you breathe, for everything and everyone in your life. Even though you're not close, even though you don't talk all the time, you're still grateful for that person. You're grateful for the changes in your life, just like the changes of the seasons. You're grateful for nature and the joy that it brings. Forgiveness is healing. You have the strength to have difficult conversations. You accept everyone without judgment. You know you are where you are meant to be. You're being present. You love yourself and even those that may be a little different, difficult to love. You find joy in everything. Being happy for others. You're no longer comparing. You're no longer competitive. You're truly happy for other people. You create healthy boundaries. You're being you. You feel valued, worthy, loved, beautiful. You love what you do. You have a positive mindset. You have patience. You're trusting the process and you have hope. Maybe you don't have all of those benefits right now, But the beauty is, you don't have to have them all right now. Faith is the size of a mustard seed. So maybe right now you just have hope. Or maybe you wake up and you're grateful. But the stronger your faith becomes, the more you're aware of those beautiful benefits. Remember, faith is a choice. You can believe there's hope. You can go back to being comfortable doing what you do, when you want, however you want, and hope for the best. Or you can take steps to get stronger in your faith, stretch your faith, and notice that the stronger you become in your faith, the more you will notice the enemy will try to pull you away. But remember, you only have to have faith the size of a mustard seed, which is pretty tiny. And your challenges and struggles may try to pull you away, but your faith is going to keep you stronger, and you will overcome whatever it is through that faith because of your new strength. Have you ever said, "Why me? Why must I go through this?" Many times throughout my life, I would say those same phrases. Why me? Why must I go through this again and again? Each of those struggles and challenges seemed so great. And then I would say, you know what? Life isn't fair. It really feels unfair to me. People hurt you, and of course you don't deserve it. But this is an opportunity to grow in grace. Focus on your faith and all the countless blessings that you have been given. A time to turn away from the pain and embrace the joy in your life. As you focus on faith, you have hope. And you begin to see the why. And then you begin to transform within. At times, the answers aren't easy to understand. Or coming forward at the time that you want or expect. It's because it's a process. Let go of expectations and know that there is a time for everything. When I hear that, there's a time for everything, it always reminds me of Ecclesiastes 3. For everything, there is a season. And a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Faith allows you to see and understand each season you go through. I challenge you to have faith or stretch your faith and trust God and the process by taking a road less traveled. Open your heart to a new experience and enjoy the unfolding as your life evolves into you becoming the best version of yourself. So if you're ready to take a leap of faith, but fear is holding you back, let's connect and chat about ways to let go of fear, get unstuck so you can have faith take that leap of faith and go down that road less traveled as the best version of yourself. Check out my website at maryamarkham.com or email me at mary@maryamarkham.com. I look forward to hearing from you. If you're ready to prepare yourself for taking that leap of faith, get ready to sign up for 3 months spiritual practices to connect with faith, 6 months starting over, focusing on you, giving you that space for honesty, vulnerability, courage, support, and guidance to have those real breakthroughs, or take that bigger leap of faith and sign up for 12 months, Leap of Faith from the Inside Out mentorship program. If you reach out and tell me that you heard about these offers from my podcast episode, you get 20% off for your leap of faith. I hope this episode taught, inspired, encouraged, or gave you hope along your starting over journey. Subscribe today to stay connected and make a difference by sharing this episode with someone who needs to hear this message. And don't forget to contact book coach Brenda E. Cortez at brenda@howltheowl.com to make your writing dreams come true. And if you're questioning your faith, feeling stuck, and looking for guidance and support along your starting over journey, contact me at mary@maryamarkham.com. And remember, be kind, be you, live, laugh, and love. Until next time.